speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Tonight's lesson is entitled, Does This Offend You? I remember years and years ago, whenever I was in, I believe, the second grade, and with that, we were playing out on the playground, and there was myself and another young man. It was a year that it was a presidential election year, and myself and another individual was taking a position that one of the candidates, I couldn't even today tell you who the candidates were, we were taking a position with our classmates out on the playground, and one of the individuals who stood against us looked at me and said, "You offend me." I'll be quite frank with you, I did not fully understand exactly what the individual meant whenever he said, "You offend me," but I knew that it was not good, because then they commenced to chasing us through the playground until they caught us. In that, we live in a world today where that people are offended left and right. And a lot of that has to do with this idea of political correctness. Well, what does it mean to be politically correct? It's speaking against the flow. It's speaking against that which is popular and against that which is accepted by usually the majority. And in this, whenever we speak against it, people will say, "Well, you're not politically correct." And as Christians, you and I know that it's not about being politically correct, but rather it is about being biblically correct and making sure that we are pleasing and acceptable in the sight of our God. I can't remember the first time that I heard that expression, political correctness. It's been many years ago now, and probably looking back on it, I did not fully understand exactly what that meant at that time. And yet at the same time, I do, at some point in my life, thinking to myself, well, where did this come from? Is this something that is new to our age? And maybe the terminology is, but yet at the same time, an understanding of the definition is nothing new. You go back to the days of the Bible, whenever God brought forth prophets to speak to the children of Israel. And whenever the prophets were speaking, they were speaking against the lives that people were living. They were speaking against those things that were popular, those things that were viewed as correct in the sight of man, but was wrong in the sight of God. And as a result of that, the prophets were mistreated. In fact, Jesus said, so long, God longed to gather His people together, the Israel, the Jews, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing, and they stoned the prophets who were sent to them. Why? Because the prophets were speaking against those things that would have been termed politically correct. They wanted to make sure that they were correct in the sight of our God. And as I was thinking and preparing for the lesson tonight, isn't that also in part what the Apostle Paul was speaking of whenever he spoke to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through verse 4, where he says that you are to teach the Word, beginning in verse 1, down to verse 2, he says, preach it whenever it's in season and out of season. And verses 3 and verse 4, he says, for a time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Why? Well, because it's not what people wanted to hear. He says they will have itching ears and heap to themselves teachers. If they're not satisfied with the Word of God, he says, Timothy, don't be surprised by this. And they're not going to receive you, nor are they going to be recipients of God's true message. And as a result of that, then they're going to push you aside and Christianity aside, and then they're going to bring about their own teachers. Now, bringing about their own teachers doesn't mean that God's going to embrace them. It doesn't mean that God's going to accept their ways. And in fact, I believe that that is a part of the message that Paul is saying to Timothy. You don't stop preaching the gospel no matter what those people say, even if it's not according to what is viewed as politically correct in the sight of mankind. You know, as I identify that political correctness has been around forever, in this I do believe that at least in my lifetime, and maybe some who are older than me can say, well, no, there's another time in life. But I believe that in my lifetime anyway, over the past few years, it has reached crazy levels. Those who are conservative, those who are religious, and especially members of the body of Christ, we have had people using critical terms about us, to us directly, and about us behind our backs. There have been others who are in the religious world, who have businesses and such, where that they have refused to bake cakes for those of the gay community, where that they have refused to engage in other ungodly behaviors to that in ways that might illustrate or might demonstrate some sort of an acceptance. They've refused to bid God's speed to those things. And as a result of that, friends, they have been charged with legal lawsuits and such. And in some instances, even some individuals have been dismissed from their employment. I remember reading not too long ago about individuals in Hollywood who are conservative. For a long time, I'll be quite honest with you, I didn't know that Hollywood and conservative could go together. But evidently, there are some in Hollywood who are conservative. And they said that they started speaking in favor of the conservative positions and views. They started standing where that they had been raised according to the principles oftentimes that you and I hold near and dear to from the Bible, and as a result of that, they were no longer getting the phone calls about making movies and things of that nature. They were being pushed out of their jobs. And it's interesting to me, and I want to take the opportunity with the platform that I'm given tonight and to say that there are a couple shows that it's my understanding that are coming back because people of recent have spoken up because of their fame amongst Hollywood, hence it's carrying some clout. And their polls have shown that those individuals, their popularity has continued to increase. And what is Hollywood about? You and I know that really and truly it's about the dollars. And if, as long as the dollars are being brought in, then it makes sense. And in that then, I hope and pray that we will have more and more conservative things brought forth that will help us to get, not only make America great again, if you would, but that will help to make this world to go back and to concentrate fully upon God as I believe that we once did, or maybe not fully, but more so upon God than where we are at this given time. Christians are ridiculed for our religious views today. In my life, more than ever, we are bashed because we believe in the Bible. One Hollywood star of recent, anyway, bashed our vice president for believing in Jesus. Now, I'm going to go on to say that by what I read, he is an individual that believed that Jesus had spoken to him. And I don't know if he meant personally or if he meant through the Word. I don't know exactly what he was meaning by that. But God does speak to us, not personally, not in a mystical or miraculous way, but He does speak to us, communicate to us through His holy and inspired Word. And this person bashed our vice president for saying that he was a believer in Jesus. And friends, not only is that a bash against him, but that's also a bash against us. They belittle us and they berate us whenever they are given a platform, whenever they're given or see an opportunity to take advantage of us. And what is it that they are after? I trust from what I have read, from things that not only I have read, but also from conclusions that I have drawn, is that these liberals are out to silence conservatives. They do not want us to have the freedom of speech, to be able to practice the First Amendment. Now, they want to be able to say whatever they so choose. And in fact, even in the last few days, it's my understanding that there was a gathering of political leaders and probably others where that a comedian got up and said all kinds of foul language and such just in order to bash one who is evidently in the a leading role with the president, one of the spokespersons. And in that, I did hear something on I watched a little segment on Facebook before services because I thought, you know, maybe that would fit into the lesson tonight. The individual said, you know, the person who did that, they are practicing within their First Amendment rights. And I thought to myself, well, what about our First Amendment rights? What about the rights that we have as Christians, as conservatives, about citizens of the United States even, if you want to go that angle with it. Friends, liberals demand that conservatives remain silent, that we remain quiet about the things that we hold near and dear to. What offends you? That's what I would ask to people in the world who say that, yes, I am offended by you. I am offended by anyone who is a conservative, by anyone who would claim to be a believer in God. The LGBTQ advocates, the lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, queer, I believe is what those terms stand for, advocates, and an advocate is one who pushes for, one who supports, one who is a promoter. Those who are promoters of these things expect you and me to accept their sin. Friends, they have a problem, do they not? They have a problem with understanding that if these things are near and dear to them, if they want to believe that these things are acceptable, is that we also have the right as Christians, based out of what we believe from the Bible and read and know that God teaches us, is that the things that they are doing, that they are against nature, that they are not according to the way in which God has created us. God created us man and woman. He created us male and female. And God says is that it's only those who are the opposite sex who can scripturally come together, is that they are able to be married in the sight of our God. In order for their relationship, in order for their marriage to be acceptable and pleasing unto our God. But yet at the same time, those who are of the LGBTQ community, if you would, these people say that they are born this way, and by doing that, they're saying that God has made us this way, and they say that they have a chemically unbalanced system, and therefore that God is responsible for that chemical imbalance. And therefore, they cannot help themselves but to pursue those of the same sex. Friends, stand with me here just for a few minutes. I'm going to take a path and a position in regard to this matter that I know is offensive to those who stand in this order.